This is Just Chirpin', the voice of El Paso Rhino Hockey. Michael Hissom reporting, January 12, 2011. Well, the holidays are past. The showcase is history. And for the El Paso Rhinos, it's 21 games and games every weekend until those playoffs begin. And this weekend, the guys get away from the relative heat of El Paso to the single-digit tundra of the Boulder Bison Territory. And for more on what's coming up as the Rhinos swing into action in 2011, let's head out to the El Paso Rhinos Training Center. And we're down at the El Paso Rhinos Training Center, and these guys are just about to head out of town, heading up I-10 and 25 to Boulder, Colorado, where it's been colder than the ice down at the Ice House, guys. It's going to be one of those trips. With us tonight, Tyler Ridgedale, left wing, along with Keenan Wallace, goalie, and one of the new guys in town, Matt Treach, and he's a left winger. Tyler, starting out with you. Let's take a look, if I'm reading this calendar right, you guys are about to head on 21 games in a row. Forget the weekends off. How's that get into your planning?
Well, it just makes you want to focus a little bit more on everything you're doing in practice and make it do well in the games.
Now, you're a veteran on this team. The guys are looking to you, the others, for leadership at a time like this. What about the role of leadership? You know what's on the line. Anybody can wind up in first, and you got playoffs sitting around the corner. What about leadership?
You just got to show them what you have to do day in and day out and make sure they do it in the games.
Now, you've played the games for a long time. Teams about halfway through the season. What about trust for your line mates? What about knowing where that other guy is going to be? What about, you know, it takes us much longer to get into a question than the decisions that you have to make out on the ice. What about that trust?
It just comes down from practicing and getting to know the guy. So, I mean, it's just every single day doing the same drills and getting the flow with each other, and it just becomes natural.
Okay. Keenan Wallace, second season here in town. Goalie, 21 games sitting down there. You're likely to get some considerable ice time. And word is you've been working out a little extra down here this week. Why?
You know, getting towards the end of the season, got all these games coming up. You got to do whatever it takes to win games, put in a little extra work for the guys.
Well, you're talking about putting in that extra work and thinking about what it takes to win the games, but it's going to be a long bus ride. And in talking to you guys over the seasons, yeah, you have some fun on the bus, but there's a lot of thinking. There's think time that goes into the upcoming games. For yourself as a goalie, what is your thought process? What are you working on improving?
As far as the thought process, we're just thinking about how important these last games are coming into the home stretch. And, we do a lot of talking on the bus about how we're going to work together once we hit the ice. For a lot of it, I try and avoid thinking about it because you'll get yourself rattled. But, you can't avoid it the whole time. So,
well, a couple of thoughts on that. Number one, they say goalies are like field goal kickers. You kind of leave them alone. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. As soon as we get to the rink, I don't really like, I don't like people talking to me about the game. I like to put it out of my mind, do my own thing.
But then going back to some of those discussions on the bus, what do goalies tell the guys out front as you guys kind of go through possible game scenarios or what you want to accomplish? From a goalie's viewpoint, what are you telling these guys?
Well, after all the practices, my D-men and forwards pretty much know how I like to be played. I'm pretty much asking, I'm asking them for help, just telling me to talk to me while I'm in the net, and I'll be talking to them too.
And you've been known to chatter to him during the games, right?
Yeah, I got a big mouth on the ice.
Well, you're allowed to, but, one thing, the game starts, or just before the game starts, I mean, we know hockey is not, by any stretch of the imagination, a superstitious game. Notice, fans, the guys are laughing at that. Yourself, any pregame rituals, they got to tap the pads a certain way, what happens?
It started off as trying to have no rituals, but having no rituals became a ritual. So now before every game, I do a little something different just to be spontaneous.
Well, spontaneous, and again, you guys are looking at 21 games between now and the end of February. And speaking of games and probable ice time, got a new guy in town, Matt Treach. And Matt, yourself, you're playing left wing. You've had some time through practice to get a sense of the system. What impresses you about Corey Herman's El Paso Rhino system?
Oh, we have very high tempo practices, and you have to work hard to do well. And they push you every day, so it's been good so far.
When you get into those that high tempo type of practice, what does it do in the sense of improving your game?
You have to focus a lot more and be ready to go right off the bat. Just kind of like a game situation. There's no, you know, time to stop and digest things in games. So it's kind of how our practices are. So it's really good.
Now, how much you came into town late last month? Did you get any ice time with the Rhinos during the showcase, or this is going to be your first weekend on the ice with the guys?
Yeah, this is going to be my first weekend.
What's that mean to you?
It means a lot. I definitely want to start things off right here and do well and contribute to our success here and help the team win.
Matt, from what team do you come? Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you bring to the Rhinos organization.
I came from the Fresno Monsters in the North American League, and I bring work ethic. I work as hard as I can, and hopefully I can contribute some offensive power and score some goals.
What's the difference between the North American Hockey League, that level and tempo of play, versus what you sense you're getting into here in the Western States Hockey League?
It's very similar. There's you know, some good kids in both leagues, and I'm just looking to compete wherever I can. So,
and where's home, by the way?
Home is Colorado Springs, Colorado.
So you're going to take a ride, you're going to wave on the way home, and you go by 25?
Absolutely.
I thought you would. Well, that's Matt Treach, the new guy in town for the El Paso Rhinos left winger, along with goalie Keenan Wallace and left wing veteran Tyler Ridgedale. So again, the guys are back. They're on the road to start. They'll be back for one weekend in January. And then expect fans to spend your weekends at the Ice House in February. And if everything goes right, these guys are in the playoffs. And you want to know why? They're working hard. And let's wrap it up this way. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Rhino Hockey.